Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Matthew chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. The Reverend Peter Lang is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Matthew, the third chapter. Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized by him. John would have prevented him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? But Jesus answered him, Let it be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then he consented. And when Jesus was baptized, immediately he went up from the water, and behold, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and coming to rest on him. Behold, a voice from heaven said, This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There is a great difference between an example and a substitute. A father may teach their child how to do math, but he cannot take the test for them. A coach may show how to throw the ball, but he does not step out onto the court during the game. Jesus' baptism is such a big deal because it is not an example. It is a substitution. And it portends Christ's entire work for our salvation as our substitute. Before today's gospel, Jesus lived a sinless and perfect life. He obeyed and honored his parents. He gladly heard God's word. He kept the laws of Israel, commandment and tax and sacrifice, all of it. There's no greater example than Jesus of holiness and good works. But that is what makes John puzzled today. Those who came to the Jordan confessed their sins and were baptized into repentance for forgiveness. But Jesus is no sinner. He is the one who is able to bear the world's sin because he has none. John figured it would go differently today. It had to. John would have to switch places with the greater one. But then came Jesus' reply, Let it be so now, for it is fitting to fulfill all righteousness. It is fitting for Jesus to go into the water with all the rest of the sinners because he is appointed by God not simply to be our example, but to be our substitute, your substitute. If Jesus were only our example, then he would have to stay far away from sinners like John and his crowds, far from you and me also. But God entered into our flesh to save sinners, not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. The baptism of Jesus marks a clear beginning of his ministry and office as the Messiah. He is appointed for a task, not to be a king, not to be a prophet, not to be a priest, but to be all three and more. To be our Savior. Today, then, he is christened, as we still sometimes say. He is anointed and appointed and named to this office, Christ. But what a strange anointing he receives. Instead of oil, he is anointed with sins. The sinless one is numbered here among sinners, standing with us in solidarity and in compassion. No, Jesus is not a sinner in himself. And no, he does not condone sin or excuse it or delight in it. He forgives it. But he forgives it by dealing with it, by bearing it, and by taking it away. And that is why it is fitting for him to be baptized with a sinner's baptism, numbered and associated with those who are unlike him. Jesus is not an example on a pedestal. He is our substitute. You must see how baptism is working in reverse with Jesus, since he is our substitute exchanged for us. It is by his going into the water, by his fulfilling all righteousness, that holy baptism has its power. Whereas our sins are washed away through baptism, they are, so to speak, put on Jesus in his. Whereas we confess our sins whenever we return to our baptism in repentance, Jesus is receiving the sins. It is as if the water poured over Jesus' head were dirtied with all of the sins that it washed from us in our baptisms. Now it sticks to him. Let it be so now, Jesus says, for it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. The word now admits that John was right to say that he needed to be baptized by Jesus, the greater one. The Father's voice also distinguishes this one as different. This one going into the water is well-pleasing. There will be a time, not now, when no sinner will be permitted in his presence, when he will sit on a pedestal, on a glorious throne to judge, and all will have to own him. But now, it is fitting and it is necessary for Jesus to be the substitute. His innocence shall bear our sin, as we sing. He must put himself on our side of the equation, under his Father's judgment for our sins. God lays on his beloved, well-pleasing Son the iniquity of us all, that many may be accounted righteous. And thus, our baptisms, dear friends, are far better than an imitation of his example, because our baptisms put us right in his place. He came out of the water bearing our sins away to death. We come out of these waters forgiven into eternal life. He was anointed by the Spirit into the office of the Christ. We are now declared well-pleasing and beloved, anointed into the office of Christians. Holy baptism joins us to him and to all of his saving work with it. So indeed, it was fitting for Jesus to be so christened. By this, the Father and the Spirit revealed him not merely to be our example, but to be our ransom and our substitute, who has stepped in to fulfill all righteousness for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.